So in this week's parasha, among the many halachas it discusses the halachas of the Ari Miklat. The general rule of the Ari Miklat is in Judaism, we do not have a jail system overall. If you do a crime, you either get punished by malchus, monetary payment, capital punishment. We don't believe in a jail system.
But they don't have that today, huh?
Today we don't get punished either in America in a jail system. But the official rule is there's no real jail system, except in this case of an Ari Miklat. Now, the Ari Miklat jail system is not like our jail system. No. It's got a very good. The guy gets fed. It depends on the Gemara. He might get free rent. And his family comes with him. And he doesn't get stuck in a cell. He gets to walk around. And what the Achronim point out, very, very important, we'll discuss tonight maybe, is that he's not in jail, Loilam Vod. No such thing. What? There has to be a click that he can get out. What's the click in our system? The click in our system is if the Kohen Gadol passes away. And they bring down that in most cases, the problem if there's no Kohen Gadol, we don't want to put a guy in Ari Miklat. Because the das of a person can't be. They quote that when it says, the Meshech Chochmah, that when Aaron HaKohen died, it then said that Elazar was going to take over when? After Yerusha Yeshiva, which is 14 years later at least, 15 years later when he died. There won't be a Kohen Gadol that will pass away guaranteed for 15 years. He had a kryptonite, the opposite of kryptonite. He was guaranteed to live for 15 years because it says Elazar HaKohen will take over. And it was Yerusha Yeshiva, which takes 15 years. Which means for 15 years, there'll be no Kohen Gadol death. The Meshech Chochmah would others say, listen, you should know one thing, a nice Gadol that happened Bizman of this time, that since the 15 years, there was no Kohen Gadol, guaranteed no Kohen Gadol to die, no one killed anyone accidentally. The only way to make it into Ari Miklat is an accidental murder. David, we waited almost 15 minutes. We only started 2 minutes ago. Not that I'm pointing out to get laid in public. I wouldn't do such a thing. But the idea is that an Ari Miklat's only for an accidental death. Only for an accidental death. For an accidental death, there were no accidental deaths for those 15 years. That's what they say. Now, there is another Meshech Chochmah that says that everyone in Klai Yisrael cried when Aaron HaKohen died. So Meshech Chochmah says, why is everyone crying when Aaron HaKohen died? What are you gaining by saying everyone? It means there was no person in the Ari Miklat. Otherwise, he would have been happy Aaron HaKohen died. You can get out of it. Which would mean that not only for 40 years in the desert, is one pshat. No one accidentally killed anybody else. But then we add on even another 15 years later. Why? Because our jail system is humane. It has to be a humane system. Now, to go through some of these halachas here. We're not going to go through all of them, obviously. But the psukim have all the halachas. Then it says, the pasuk says, that when you follow this mitzvah, Rabbi Eli just asked me this kasha. When you follow this mitzvah that I command you today, and you're going to love Hashem, and you're going to go in His direction, you should know, I'm going to add on 3 more cities of Ari Miklat. That's what it says. And what will happen? No one's going to get innocently killed. The words don't even fit. If you set the Ari Miklat up just in case someone's innocently killed. So what does it mean that when you do the mitzvahs, you're rewarded with 3 more cities? So the pasuk before says like this.
Yeah, what does that mean?
No. When Hashem will broaden your boundary, as He swore to your forefathers, and He will give you the entire land of Israel, you'll add on more. So Moshe Rabbeinu set up 3 Ari Miklat that did not yet have power. Then they were going to set up 3 more by Yeshua's time. And now it says there'll be 3 more. Kabbalah says there'll be equal 9. One of these 3 more. Unbelievable. Ki yarech v'shem eskevolcha means in the time of Mashiach. I don't know how many psukim in the Torah openly discuss Mashiach. Very few. And a mitzvah that applies by Mashiach. Very hard to understand such a thing. The Gemara has a question. How do you know such a thing as tchias meisim in the Torah? Here you have, not tchias meisim, that the Torah, which doesn't really talk about Mashiach openly, says, Ki yarchev Hashem es gvulcha, when Hashem will broaden your boundary, and that means when Mashiach's going to come, there'll be a new mitzvah to set up 3 more. 3 more, just in case you think, what? Yarchev Hashem es gvulcha means when Mashiach comes. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzach, which discusses the Ari Miklat, says, Mitzvah saseh in Perek Shmoina, Mitzvah saseh lahafresh Ari Miklat. There's a mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah saseh to set the system up. And he says, it's only now you're going to enter Yisrael. We'll see in a second. And then he says there were 6 cities set up. Would you learn the Gemara? And then it adds on in Allah Chadalit, by the way, Bimei HaMelech HaMashiach, Moisifin Sholosh HaCheres Aleilu HaShesh. How do you know? Quotes our pasuk. V'yasafta lecha oid sholosh arma sholosh elu. So it means, unbelievable, the Rambam understands this pasuk the way I just said it, that the concept of the pasuk of when it will expand your boundary, and as we're saying, it means it has to have kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, because Ari Miklat is only noyeg Eretz Yisrael. So when you expand the boundary, and we take over Eretz Yisrael, and it becomes kedushas Eretz Yisrael, we add on 3 more, which will be 9. This is the Rambam and Hilchas Halachas of Ari Miklat. But the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva is fascinating as well. The Rambam says, HaMelech HaMashiach, he's talking about Mashiach at the end of Hilchos Melachim, Osed Lamoid, he'll get up, V'lahachse Malchus Beis David, he'll return the Malchus Beis David of Mashiach and Perek Yir Aleph, Halach Aleph. Then he's telling you a whole thing, then look at Beis. Halach Beis and Yir Aleph says, Af Ba'ori Miklad Hu Oimer, by Ori Miklad it says, Ki Yarchav Hashem Es Kvolcha, our Pasach again, V'yasaf Talech Oy Chol Sharm, it says it again, U'ma'olam Oyed Ovezeh. Rambam says, what Pasach? The Pasach says, you're going to expand and do three more. Did that ever happen? I said, never happened. Avo bedivret, therefore, be'oilam lo yoye dovaze, never happened. Lo yitziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tayu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't make a command for nothing? Unbelievable. Since the Torah says you're going to expand the boundary, and by expanding the boundary, you're going to have an obligation of a mitzvah of adding three more, the Rambam says that's a raya, that there has to be a Mashiach coming. Can't understand, no other way to learn it. Open pasuk and turn this week's parasha, which is a yisoid and emuna of how you know Mashiach's going to come. Now, as we said,
but it couldn't be that the Torah means the same time
as
Shlomo Melech to be back.
Rambam says, Mashiach. Rambam says, Rambam believes that's Shlomo Melech. It never occurred.
At the time of the Rambam, we know it has to be Mashiach.
Oh. So the Rambam says, are you going to add on three more? Now, as we know, the add on three more has to be Pashtus. The Halachas is not going to change in Eretz Yisrael itself. In Eretz Yisrael itself, we're going to expand the shtickle on the physical land that we own, and the Kedushal land will have three more. This creates, we continue from last week on Michas Chinuch, we do a different Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch has two serious questions on this halacha. First question is, the Gemara says that, Rabbi Elu was just talking about it, the Gemara says that when you divide up the Ari Miklat, the six cities, where do you put six cities? It doesn't say where to put them. By the way, Michas Chinuch wonders, where do you put these new three exactly, where you're putting them? There's a system, where do you put, just a random city you put in? So the Gemara explains that you have to divide it up and divide the land into sections. Machloek is how many sections? And within each section gets one Ari Miklat. The Gemara even says, what? Doesn't make sense. There are less people. Meivar Yarden. Why do they get the same amount of cities if there's less people? The Gemara said, yeah, whatever. Shechichi writes, even though there's less people, more murders. We're not going into that now. But it means you have to have a system set up that's going to have expanded out in certain situations. So the Mechassin has two kashas. First of all, when Mashiach's going to come, we believe the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will expand to the size of what we have today, Jerusalem. The Yerushalayim is going to expand proportionally to the size of what we have today, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is going to expand proportionally to, who knows, till France. France will become, the Arabs will be serving us. So his question is, wait a second, it says you're putting three cities. Three cities in what direction? Where are you putting these things? The percentage of the proportionality of where you need it, you'll have to put one in, I don't know geography that well, one in Turkey and then one in, move over a little bit more, I don't know, Vienna, and one in France. Where are you putting these things? How far does it go out? And then he has a more important question. The Mechassanach asks. He has, I don't understand something. We say the Pasuk at the end of every Hesped. Rabbi, what's the Pasuk? I know it's Bila Lamavis Lanetzach. The first half I'm which means at the end of time, the lamb will be with the beer. What are the two animals there? The gazelle. The gazelle will be with the sheep. And what will happen? There'll be no armor, no swords in the land. Zev and Keves. No swords, no this. And Bila Lamovas Lenetzach in English means
no death.
No death. So if there's no death, why do we know Ari Mikla for? We're being blessed that, by the way, in the future, you're going to have more Ari Mikla. For what? It has purpose.
Natural death.
Meaning what?
It's not going to be natural death.
But what will there be? What will there be?
Murder could be.
Murder? Wait. Very good. Not bad. Some say it, but you see why you have to modify it. They want to say, not everyone says this, they want to say that natural death will not occur. People live ever. But you'll have the option to murder someone. What's Ari Mikler for? Is that an option? It's shoygig. Do you have an option for shoygig? I don't know how you word the words. It's not even words in English. Do you have a choice to accidentally kill someone? What do you call those things? A contradicting word, right?
Once it happens.
If the Mashiach comes, there will be everyone who sits. If everyone doesn't move, we live forever. One guy gets angry at his shviga, at his friend, at his business partner. He has a right to murder him. Okay? Maybe. Let's accept that. So you're excited. We're going to Ari Mikla for that. We don't have Ari Mikla for that. We have Ari Mikla for an accidental death. So you want to understand people will purposely murder people? Okay, Ken Zion, we'll have machlokes about that. We're accepting the viewpoint right now that there will be actual murders. What about accidental murders?
When was the thing? It was Megalton, Chusel, Nezaka, Rechaim, Dechaim. You take the person who was He's
standing
on the bottom, the guy
on
the top was Mishayig, and he killed
Tom Mishayig. So Rabbi is expanding on Azriel's point,
but
also
he's saying that
not
the
finished.
Be assaulted at the time of Mashiach, so where's the person to be Chayavis anyways?
And I was going to go the other way. You just jumped two steps. Azriel wanted to say at first with Aronowitz that there'll be murders allowed. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi's pointing out the Gemara Mach, it says
allowed,
like this.
Not allowed, but it could happen.
Could happen. Death could happen through murder. We saying death happened through murder doesn't mean accidental murder. So then Rebelli is saying, but the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the Mashal HaKadmoni, the original parable says like this. A guy murdered someone, and he gets away with it. Okay. What are we going to do with this guy? No one knew, no one saw, nothing could happen. And a guy accidentally killed someone, and no one knew about it either. Two cases of nobody knew about it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges that they could come to the same place. The accidental murderer accidentally murders a second time. People see it. And the original murderer gets killed, he gets punished. Okay, so Rebelli was trying to say for a second, okay, I have a good idea. When Mashiach's going to come, I'll stand with Aronowitz. I'll stand when I say real murders are allowed. But now we have, what about the first accidental murderer? How does the first accidental murderer happen to have the second case? And more so, are we going to have Lasad Lavay that a guy could really murder people and Bezdin won't be around? Bezdin won't see it? What type of world are we looking for here? We're looking for a futuristic world where no one dies naturally, but people can murder without getting caught, you still need the first accidental murderer. In order to have this mushel, the mushel akamani, that the accidental murderer is going to be accidental murderer again, he has to do the first one. Why would you have an accidental murderer?
What if someone's Bechal Shabbos? He's also Chayav Misa.
So
not
now,
the only way to Bechayav Misa is not only murder.
So now Rebelli answered on a second part. So when La'asad Lovey, how do you picture it? I don't know what movie you watch. Do you picture no death or do you picture no Yetzirah? One death, Yetzirah. The modern sukkah said you kill the Yetzirah. If there's no Yetzirah loss of love, then there shouldn't be murder either. So we have a double question. If there's no Yetzirah, then there's no real murder, and then definitely no accidental murder. What is that? And even if you're going to say there's real murder, you don't have an accidental murderer. How could you have an accidental murderer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still watching everybody. Where's the first accidental murderer? He's Mechal Shabbos, don't do anything. The accidental murderer is because of the accidental murderer. So you need the one to get to the two. That's the Mechal Shabbos. Two questions. One is, how are you going to divide this up? Where you're putting three cities if you can expand out to France? And two is, he says, I don't understand. Why is there anyone dying at all? No one should be dying at all. So, that's the bomb question asked on an open pasuk. The Rambam is telling you that this pasuk is a crucial detail to Emuna in Klal Yisrael. That means when you read the Torah as simple, you might not think of being, you're not thinking Mashiach at all. I don't know what you're thinking. You think Yachik Vulcha, whenever it's going to happen. The Rambam saying this, you said in Emuna. The Mechas Sinach is not quoting the Rambam in that detail, but the Mechas saying, I don't even know what this means. If you want to have Yisrael in the Muni, I don't know what it means. Why in the world are we having Arab Miklat? So Mechas Sinach comes up with two terutzim. First one, Chiddush Neira. We know a concept in general, we've discussed it here, that no one is Mechuyiv in all 613 mitzvahs. Why? Because women are out, we know right away, they're missing a few. Right? Men, okay, depends. Most of us here are not Kahanim. Most of us here, okay, all of us here don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if you met a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, very few farmers left, right? Some mitzvahs are only for a king. Mark thinks he's the king, but we know he's not, right?
Oh, there's a king.
Right? So now what happens?
I think he's a king.
Right? So nobody gets the 613 mitzvahs, right? Nobody gets 613 mitzvahs. So you have to divide the things up. And it works out in some way. So Mechas Sinach's first answer is, that the mitzvah of Arei Miklat Lasad Lavoi is just Gzer Ba'alma, purposeless. There's no actual practicality to doing it, but the Torah says Gzer Sakasim, make the mitzvah, make an Arei Miklat. Why?
So that's the question. What I want to say, that there is murder, there's Arei Miklat, there's Kohen.
And there's what?
Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol.
Every tree has to be connected. Second, you say murder is a separate thing for them, and Mashiach is going to come, and it's a gzeire. So what if it's a gzeire? But the tzua defin is still that he has to wait till the Kohen Gadol passes away. So you're coming back to the same point that come out. So
since we start, I think that's what you're saying. Since we started by saying that the jail system we have can't be a life without parole, we don't believe in such a system of a guy put in there forever. So someone to say, wait a second. If we're going to go with everything we're saying now, and there's no regular natural death, loss of love, right? There's no natural death, loss of love, right? So how's the Kohen Gadol going to die? So this guy's going to be in a jail cell, till when? He has to hope that someone murders the Kohen Gadol. That's already a very far thing to happen. So it becomes impossible to put a guy in the Aron Miklat. So we have two reasons why a guy's not in the Aron Miklat. First of all, we don't know if there's such a thing as death at all, an accidental death at all. And second of all, how are you going to put a guy in and there's no Aron Miklat? That's what someone is saying. Now, it happens to be this vort that there's no such thing as parole, a life without parole. It happens to be, I saw Kasha bomb Kasha. Even though everyone says this vort I told you, everyone says, you can't put a guy in jail forever. The Gemara says, okay, so the guy goes to jail forever. What's about the guy who kills the Kohen Gadol? The guy who accidentally, that's the biggest winner of all time. He fell off the ladder and hit the Kohen Gadol. You know what happens to that guy? He never gets out of the Aron Miklat. Open Gemara. So even though in Ashkafa we like to say there's everyone has a way out, that's not necessarily true. But it has to go B'Shas to murder him. Or B'Shas Gemara Din. It's a big machla. It's not clear that every case, Kohen Gadol, that's it. Rav Chaim Kanevsky comes up with a massive Kiddush to answer this question. Rav Chaim writes that La'asad Lavoi, he has a better view to the future than we have. La'asad Lavoi, Kohen Gadol is going to be term limits. Well, how do you switch Kohen Gadol? He doesn't have any years. Every couple years you're going to switch. And he wants to say, what Rav Kush I think was about to say, that when Kohen Gadol loses his job, term limits, there's a stickle emotional, whatever the word is, down that he feels for switching. And that emotional thing that Kohen Gadol goes through gets the guy out of jail. So you don't need the death of the Kohen Gadol and all his family's upset. The demotion, it's not a demotion really because the end of the term, the Kohen Gadol has term limits, the next one takes over. So therefore it would be possible to put a guy in an Aron Miklat if there would be a case of murder that we can come up with a guy of murder in order to make it a functioning city. So Michas Chinuch's first answer is it's a non-functionable city. L'asad Lavoi, we have no point, not only those three by the way, all six, all nine, none of them, no point in any Aron Miklat whatsoever. Irrelevant. No death, no accidental death, no murder, nothing. All not functional people.
So what do we have?
He writes, Gzeres HaKasav. First answer is Gzeres HaKasav, it's a mitzvah. The second answer he says, sort of, he says that, wait a second. How do we learn, when does this pasuk apply to the rebellion said? At what point do we say, by the way, no more death? He says a chiddush neira, I'm expounding on his words. In order for the Aron Miklat to take place, there has to be, Rambam says, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. In the system of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Masechta Gittin, is that what you learned in Slabodka? Masechta Gittin. It works. There's a system to how you capture the place. There's a place called Surya. And the place called Surya has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Because David HaMelech captured it on his own. What does it mean he captured it on his own? He did it out of order. That means, let's just do it an easy way. You go from inside out. As you capture, everything that goes outwardly is considered Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But if you jump the gun, and before you capture this city, you capture one 100 miles further out, that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Surya does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So in order for the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael to expand, it has to go in a system. He says like this. When it says, Ki Yarchiv Vula, what does it mean? Rashi says, does Rashi say it? What type of nation is expanding? It's when Rashi says, Losas Lecha what? Eretz, Kini, Knezi, V'Kadmoni. The three nations that we don't touch yet. Those three nations are going to be captured when Mashiach comes. Esav and Harseir. We're going to capture those nations. We're going to make them a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And then we expand further out. But if we go out of order and we capture France before we take these three places, no Kedusha. You have to go in order. So the Michas Chinuch seems to say that what's going to happen is this. Mashiach is going to show up. And what he's going to do is go in order. And he's going to take those three cities first. But when he takes those three cities, more than cities, countries, when he takes those three areas, at that point in time, there still will be a war going on. And you know what will also be going on? Death. When we say, Bila Lamavos Lenetzach, when does that happen? Does it happen the first, second Mashiach comes? No, it does not happen the first, second Mashiach comes. Mashiach's going to come, there's going to be a process. At a certain point within those years of Mashiach, whatever that's referred to, at a certain point, Bila Mavos Lenetzach. But when the cities are going to start, they're going to be functionable cities. Because it's going to begin early in the process. What the Shlach HaKadosh seems to say, the Mechazon doesn't quote him, is that we go with the famous Yisrael, there's two Mashiachs. Mashiach Ben Yosef is going to come, and he's going to capture these things. Mashiach Yosef will come. Guess what happens to Mashiach Ben Yosef? He himself dies. So clearly in Mashiach Ben Yosef's sight, and his man, in his time, people are dying because he's going to die. So Mashiach Ben Yosef is going to come. He's going to start capturing these three areas. He's going to build Ki Yarchiv Gvula three more Aron Miklat, functioning Aron Miklat just like maybe the other six. And then at a certain point, he's going to pass away. Mashiach Ben David's going to come in. And therefore, then it becomes non-functioning. But when you're building it, it's a functioning place. So according to the first answer, the Milchus Tanach, it's a Xeris HaKosav, build it. According to the second answer, when it, and it, just, it doesn't function. According to the second answer, it does function.
It's a city. It doesn't function as Ari Mikvah, but it's a city.
You yes. Okay, but then do you, what's the point of calling it Ari Mikvah?
Why is it called Ari Mikvah?
Yeah, call it New York, I'm saying. Call it, right, yeah. Call it Gaza, I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't, I mean function as an Ari Mikvah. Now, I saw Gevald Rav Moshe. I'm going to do a little bit different because some of the words were just hard to fully grasp. But Rav Moshe says like this. L'Avdol El Vadolos. We know that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, when they were taking over Europe and planning on winning the ultimate battle against the Jews, Amalek versus the Jews, their plan was mamish to erase the name of the Jews forever. But they didn't want to erase the name 100%. They wanted to erase the people 100%. But the name they wanted to keep. You know what they wanted to do? They wanted to make a beautiful museum. And have archaeology and say, Amalek at site, there used to be a nation called the Yidden. They were into this. We're going to have an experience. They collected Sfarim from all over the world, right? Of course, my grandfather's friend was a librarian, was going to be the future librarian until whatever they were going to use it. Right? They wanted this. Rav Moshe says, doesn't mention what I just said, Rav Moshe says that when Mashiach's going to come, we're going to have to remember ourselves as well. We're going to have to know, what did we come from? We maybe will have no Yetzirah. So what do you live like then? How does life work? Like the Stinson, Benson, what's it? That TV show with the little kids.
Jetsons.
What's it called? Jetsons. Yeah. It's like the Jetsons. I don't know what it looks like. Rav Moshe says, so when you're living in the Jetsons, do you even know what all this stuff is? You're going to tell the guy in the Jetsons, by the way, imagine this. You're going into a world where everyone lives for a million years. Nobody dies. Ever. No natural death. No other death. Nobody sins because the Yetzirah was killed. And then you want to tell the guy, by the way, you don't know something. I want to teach you about Yiras Hashemayim. Yiras Hashemayim, obviously. Well, I want to tell you what it means that a guy accidentally murdered. What does that even mean? I don't know what the words mean. What does an accidental murder even mean? So Rav Moshe seems to say that the command, the obligation to build these cities are like a museum piece. I don't know why the first six are not good enough. But Rav Moshe says there's going to be a museum piece to show people this is what used to happen to people. People would accidentally die. Look how great you live today. All the cars are going into those circles without hitting each other, right? What do you call those circles in Europe, right? Nobody hits each other. Unbelievable. Know what it used to look like. And we say, here's a city. You know what the city used to be? This type of city? This type of city would mean. And we put the signs up, Ari Miklat, 10 miles. The whole spiel, just to tell you what Amalek HaTzadik could look like. So we have now two answers with Ramesh HaYisafa. Either you're going to have no function whatsoever, or now we're saying the no function can mean the function of the museum, or you say that's different times.
Why
that's good to read? Oh, I don't know. Doesn't say. It could be to match the other ones. I'm not sure. But the Chidah has a Gevaldic answer. On this question, there's like 14 different answers, which David won't want to hear. But we have like this. This is an important answer because it applies to 20 other things. The Chidah writes from Rav Koyin from Izmir, this is Yisoid. We know the Gemara in Shabbos says, Chas v'shalom, someone by accident, Mechal Shabbos, Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Beis, Mabeis. Rav Yishmael would say what? He would write down, guess what? I owe a carbon chatas to the Beis Medrash. When? Either Rav Yishmael meant he was hoping Mashiach would come tomorrow and he would do it. Or Rabbi Shmuel meant, I don't know, whatever Mashiach comes. But it means that when Mashiach comes, someone's going to have to bring a carbon chatas. So if it happens tomorrow, I assume no one ever did anything wrong. We won't have to, but the people on the other side of the aisle would have to. What about the people who are coming back? He wants to say that in the history of the world, you know how many accidental people got away with it? I don't know, a lot. The cities are going to be built because when everyone comes back to life, no one's dying then. The Bilal Mavas Lenetzach, no one's dying. Not naturally, not unnaturally, everyone stays. But guess what? There are people who are showing up who didn't fix their sins when they passed away. They came back now. You know what you got to do? You accidentally killed someone in 1650. You know what you got to do? Ari Miklat's waiting for you. So the Ari Miklat is set up, and he said you need more cities because of that. And he says, by the way, read in the Pasuk. Look at the Pasuk here. The Pasuk says so strange. The Pasuk says, I'm going to be in English, after you do everything you love Hashem, walk in His ways, you shall add three more cities to the original three. Look at the next words. Innocent blood shall not be shed in the midst of your land. Innocent blood, I don't know what that means.
It has to be there
as well. Hold on. Hashem gives you an inheritance, for then the blood will be upon you. What does it mean? There'll be no more spilled innocent blood? We're talking about our mikvah. What does that even mean? He learns, that's how you read it. Innocent blood shall not be shed means not innocent. V'lo yishafek dam naki means no blood runs when Mashiach comes. No such thing. Why are you doing it? Because v'hoya lecha damim, you have the damim from 1750, 1620, 1125, in Beis HaMikdash, people who murdered all along, accidentally, have to do it. Reb Chaim Kanevsky adds, Chiddush Neira, that all the people who killed purposely, and guess what happened to them in all the years until today? They naturally died on their bed. When Mashiach comes, they're going to have to go through Mises Bezdin. The Mises Bezdin, when Mashiach comes, will exist for who? For the people from the previous Gilgal. Chiddush Neira. Right? We have the thing that Rav Aaron Cutler gave the bracha, and the Belzerov gave the bracha to the guy who drove the taxi, that what? You'll die on your bed. The mafiosa gangsters, right? So it only works for one round, according to this. When they come back, if they come back, I don't know, Goyim, if they come back, then they go through Mises Bezdin. But it comes at a major practical difference. You have Ori Miklat functioning loss of love, but not functioning the way we thought. We thought function meant if there'll be accidental. No, no one's accidentally dying when Mashiach comes. But for the people who Gilgal 3, Gilgal 4, if there's four Gilgals, Gilgal 1 are going to have to go in there. And who else? Bezdin's going to come. They're going to stone people for what they did 1,000 years ago.
How did they get out?
But the Chiddush Neira, why it relates to this parsha? It's because we have an halacha this week's parsha called, was it this week or last week? With the Egla Rufa. What's the case of an Egla Rufa? You find a guy dead on the road and some weird ceremony that they have to come out. They got to figure a whole thing out there. But you have to measure the closest city. The closest city to where the corpse is. Then they have to do a whole procedure. And it's a mitzvah to measure from the closest city. Now, if you're going to say, nowadays, go outside of a city and you find a corpse. What do they do with the golf? What's that thing called? You put down when they take the ball off. They put a thing down on the ground because the next guy has to hit his golf club, right? Is that what it's called? They put that little thing there to know where the golf ball is supposed to be. No. When they're on the final, there's three guys there. So you hit it. A marker. I don't know if it's special. You have to put a marker. Why? Because you have to know where your place is when the other guy goes. I have a kasha to you. Would you ever have me in the world? Today, Nebuch, you find a guy, he's a corpse. You have to put a marker down? Why would I put a marker down? Because what? Egla Rufa. There's no Egla Rufa today. Oh, Mashiach comes. You're worried about it now? According to Reb Chaim Kanevsky, that you're going to need Ari Mikleth for previous giggles. You're going to need Mrs. Bezdin for previous giggles. You know what you're going to need? Egla Rufa for previous giggles. Which would mean, practically speaking, you will have an Egla Rufa for what happened 1,022 years ago. And that means if today, God forbid, you find a corpse, go to the golf store, buy one of those little markers, put it in the ground so you can measure him. It happens to be, as Reb Eli was saying, Reb Chaim Lishtase. He says this. This is Reb Chaim Lishtase on three things. He says that today, Egla Rufa, you look at Egla Rufa, is it applicable today? Yes. How's it applicable today? We don't have any kabbalists. Yes. Put the marker down. That's applicable. You have to know where to measure from. You have to measure from the body of the corpse. So it's even going to be applicable today. What do you want to say? I cut you off like six times.
The whole Aramiklat is to save the person from the Goel Adam, right?
It's not only to save for the Goel Adam. It's among the things that it does. It saves him from the Goel Adam.
It's not going to be any death.
He has to go regardless.
No, he has to go because of the previous lifetime.
No, but he has to. First, even not because of the Goel Adam, he has to go to Aramiklat. Doesn't make a difference. The person has a chiv going to Aramiklat. It happens to be that the Goel Adam can't touch him over there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a thing. So either way, we have a big issue. There's about 11 different answers. We're going to stop now. We have to understand that Pasuk says when Mashiach's going to come, there's going to be a Yisoid of Ari Miklat. That's an open Pasuk of the Torah. The Rambam says this Pasuk is sort of saying Yisoid and Amunah. We have to know in this Yisoid and Amunah, what are these cities going to look like? How are they going to function?